啊，今天的题目是恶人尽昌盛兴旺。
Today's message is the wicked prospers.
啊，首先我请啊雅茹姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We ask Anne to read today's scripture.
啊，我们只是看中文哦，你看英文的跟着一起看。
I only read in Chinese, and if you read English, please follow along.
约伯记第十二章第二节到第六节，你们真是子民啊，你们死亡智慧也就灭没了，但我也有聪明与你们一样，并非不及你们，你们所说的谁不知道呢？我这求告神蒙他应允的人，竟成了朋友所讥笑的，公义完全人竟受了人的讥笑，安逸的人心里藐视灾祸，这灾祸常常等待滑脚的人，强盗的帐篷兴旺，惹神的人稳固，神多将财物送到他们手中。约伯记第二十一章第一节，约伯回答说，你们要细听我的言语，就算是你们安慰我，请宽容我，我又要说话，说了以后任凭你们嗤笑吧。我岂是向人诉冤，为何不焦急呢？你们要看着我而惊奇，用手捂口。我每逢思想，心就惊惶，浑身战惊。恶人为何存活，享大寿数，势力强盛呢？他们眼见儿孙和他们一同坚立，他们的家宅平安无惧，神的杖也不加在他们身上。他们的公牛滋生而不断绝，母牛下肚而不掉胎，他们打发小孩子出去，多如羊群，他们的儿女踊跃跳舞，他们随着琴鼓歌唱，又因箫声欢喜，他们度日诸事亨通，转眼下入阴间，他们对神说，离开我们吧，我们不愿晓得你的道，全能者是谁，我何必侍奉他呢？求告他有什么益处呢？看啊，他们亨通不在乎自己，恶人所谋定的离我好远，恶人的灯何尝熄灭，患难何尝临到他们呢？神何尝发怒向他们分散灾祸呢？他们何尝像风前的碎秸，如暴风刮去的糠皮呢？你们说神为恶人的儿女积蓄罪孽，我说不如本人受报，好使他亲自知道，愿他亲眼看见自己败坏，亲自引全能者的愤怒。他的岁月寂静，他还顾他本家吗？神既审判那在高位的，谁能将知识教训他呢？有人至死身体强壮，竟得平静安逸，他的奶桶充满，他的骨髓滋润。有人至死心中痛苦，终身未尝福乐的滋味。他们一样躺卧在尘土中，被虫子遮盖。我知道你们的意思，并诬害我的计谋。你们说霸者的房屋在哪里，恶人住过的帐篷在哪里？你们岂没有询问过路的人吗？不知道他们所引的证据吗？就是恶人在祸患的日子得存留，在发怒的日子得逃脱。他所行的有谁当面给他说明，他所做的有谁报应他呢？然而他要被抬到营地，并有人看守坟墓，他要与谷中的土块为甘甜，在他以先去的无数，在他以后去的更多。你们对答的话中既都错谬，怎么突然安慰我呢？
这个恶有恶报，善有善报，是一般人认为合乎道理的一句俗语。
What goes around comes around is a saying that makes sense to most people.
啊，行恶的人应当得到惩罚。
People who did bad things should be punished.
啊，行善的人应当得到好报。
People who did good deeds should be rewarded.
啊，这个是理所当然的。
That's the way it should be.
那约伯跟他的三位朋友相信神在世上势力 一个公义的原则，还有道德的次序。
Job and his three friends all believed that God set up principles of justice and moral order in this world.
啊，他们认为一个作恶的人应当得到神的审判。
They thought those who did evil things should face God's judgment.
一个行善的人应当得到好报。
A person who did good deeds should be rewarded.
但是当约伯承受这个极大痛苦的时候
But when Job was suffering greatly,
他开始怀疑神公义的原则还有道德次序的道理。
He started to doubt God's principles of justice and moral order.
那其实约伯希望自己所相信的是正确的。
In fact, Job hoped what he believed was true.
也就是神赐福给义人或者好人。
That God bless those who are righteous.
啊，审判那些行恶的人。
And judge the wicked.
那可是从他所亲眼看见的。
But what he saw.
亲眼啊，亲耳听见，还有亲身经历的。
What he heard and what he had experienced.
啊，并不是如此。
Told him that it was not true.
反而是那些作恶的人，他们兴旺。
On the contrary, those who did evil things thrive, but prospered.
那这种不公义的现象使他到心里面感到非常的困扰。
This injustice phenomenon made him very confused.
那因此约伯开始问自己。
So Job started asking himself.
为什么一个行恶的人没有得到神的审判
？Why a wicked man didn't get judged by God？
那今天我们要从约伯本身的经历来思考困扰他内心那个问题。
Today we're going to think about this question that had been bothered Job.
为什么一个行恶的人竟然比一个好人更加的兴旺？
Why a wicked man prospers more than a righteous man?
我们要从约伯记第十二章还有二十一章的内容来探讨这个问题。
So we're going to take a look at the book of Job, chapter 12 and chapter 21 to answer this question.
那约伯记第十二章到十四章记载了约伯跟他朋友第一个回合的争辩。所带来的那个反应。
The book of Job, from chapter 12 to 14, wrote Job's response to the first round of argument between him and his friends.
因为约伯没有得到他朋友们的同理心而感到不满。
Because Job didn't receive the empathy from his friends and felt very discontented.
所以约伯就反驳他的朋友说。
So Job refuted his friends.
我并不是一个没有智慧的人。
He said, I am not an unwise man.
也不是一个不懂事理的人。
I know things.
基本上约伯不能够接受他朋友们的说法。
Basically, he cannot accept what his friends claim.
因为他所遭遇的患难是因为罪带来的后果。
They thought that what Job had suffered was just because of his own sins.
所以在这段经文里面，约伯就反驳他的朋友说。
So in these verses, Job refuted his friends by saying this.
他说：“你们真是子民呐，你们死亡，智慧也就灭没了。但我也有聪明。”与你们一样，并非不记你们。
No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you.
你们所说的谁不知道呢？我这求告神、蒙他应允的人，竟成了朋友所讥笑的；公义完全人，竟受人讥笑。
I'm not inferior to you. What does not know such things as these? I'm a laughing stock to my friends. I who called to God and he answered me, a just and a blameless man and a laughing stock.
安逸的人心里藐视灾祸，这灾祸常常等待滑脚的人，强盗的帐篷兴旺，若神的人 稳固，神多将财物送到他手中。
In the thought of one who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. This is ready for those who feet slip. The tents of robbers are at peace, and those who provoke God are secure, who bring their God in their hands.
那耶伯对他的朋友说，你们看，我是一个公义正直的人。
So here Job said to his friends, look, I am a righteous man, and God,
我也是一个蒙神应允的人。
And God had blessed me.
那可是你们却讥笑我。
But you mocking at me.
说我所遭遇的患难是因为罪带来的后果。
By saying what I have suffered is due to my sins.
那我要问你们为什么那些不公义行恶的人反而兴旺。
I have to ask you why those unrighteous and wicked men prospered.
那神还将那些财物送到他们的手上。
And even God sent the fortune into their hands.
那请注意这段经文有三种人。
Please notice that there are three kinds of people here.
也就是安逸的人、强盗，还有惹神的人。
So those who are at ease, marauders, robbers, and those who provoke God.
这三种人都是恶人的种类。
These are three kinds of people who are wicked.
他们是邪恶行为败坏的人。
They're wicked with really bad behaviors.
但是耶伯却没有看到这些人遭遇患难。
But Job didn't see those people suffer.
反而过着一个安逸的生活。
But instead, they live a very comfortable life.
所以安逸的人是指那些自以为生活很平稳的人。
Those who are at ease means those who think their life is smooth.
患难不会临到他们那些恶人。
They don't think the troubles will come upon them.
强盗是指那些职业强盗。
Robbers means those are professional robbers.
这些人因为贪爱钱财。
Who love money.
到处去打抢，甚至伤害别人。
They rob and even kill people.
他们做坏事，没有受到惩罚。
They do bad things, but without punishment.
反而过着一个安逸的生活。
Instead, they have a really peaceful life.
惹神的人是指那些惹神发怒的人。
Those who provoke God are those who make God angry.
这些人心态骄傲，自以为是。
They're proud and arrogant.
根本不把神放在眼中。
They don't not fearing God.
也不相信恶人会遭遇恶报的道理。
And they don't believe in what goes around comes around.
所以耶伯看到这些不公义的现象。
So when Job saw those injustice events,
他心里面感到很不公平。
And he felt very unfair.
当先知耶利米侍奉神的时候
，Jeremiah the prophet, when he's serving God,
遭受了不少的痛苦还有迫害。
He suffered greatly and suffered great pain and persecution.
所以当他面对种种困难的时候，他开始问神。
When he was facing all these difficulties, he started to complaining to God.
埋怨说。为什么恶人竟然会兴旺起来？
He asked God why those wicked men prosper.
在耶利米书第十二章第一节说
，In Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 1，
耶和华，我与你争辩的时候，你显为义，但有一件我还要与你理论：恶人的道路为何亨通呢？大行诡诈的为何得安逸呢？
Righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you, yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive?
那从圣经我们看到神的仆人问这个问题。
In the Bible, we saw God's servant ask this question.
很可能你也会问这个问题。
It's very possible that you will ask the same question.
所以《约伯记》第十二章到十四章记载了约伯跟他的朋友第一个回合的争辩所带来的回应。
So we talk about the book of Job, from chapter 12 to 14, wrote Job's response to the first round of arguments.
那《约伯记》二十一章啊，记载了约伯跟他的朋友第二个回合的对话的回应。
And then in Job chapter 21, it wrote Job's response to the second round of the argument.
所以在对话里，约伯邀请他的朋友仔细地听他理论。
In the conversation, Job invited his friends to listen to his theory carefully.
那从约伯的理啊，从他的理论，约伯表达对神的这个质疑。
In his theory, Job expressed his doubt about God.
他怀疑神是否在世上执行这个公义。
He doubted that if God still enforced justice on earth.
因为约伯亲眼看到恶人作恶。
Because he saw the wicked were doing bad things.
没有得到这个恶的报应。
Without being punished.
反而这个生活还兴旺，还有昌盛。
Instead, they live a thriving life.
因着这个缘故，约伯的心里感到起了一个很大的矛盾。
Because of that, Job felt very conflicted.
他内心里面感到非常的困扰。
And confused.
所以在约伯记二十一章第二到第六节说，约伯对他的朋友说。
So in Job, chapter 21, Job said.
他说：“你们要细心听我的言语，就算是你们安慰我，请宽容我。”我又要说话，说了以后任凭你们啊，怎么笑？
耻笑
啊，
耻笑
啊。
Oh, keep listening to my words and let this be your comfort. Bear with me and I will speak. And after I have spoken, mock on.
我岂是向人疏远？为何不焦急呢？你们要看作我而惊奇，用手。
无口
啊！我很多字昨天晚上在唱，我每逢思想，心就惊慌，灰身战尽。
As for me, is my complaint against men? Why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be upheld, and lay your hand over your mouth when I remember I am dismayed and I shuddering seize my flesh.
所以约伯认为他的朋友如果他们愿意细心地听他讲他就能得到安慰。
So Job thought as long as his friends listened to him carefully, he would feel consoled.
约伯当他想到这些恶人作恶的时候。
When he thought about the fact that the wicked was doing evil things.
而且他们还兴旺这种不公平的事实。
And instead, they live a thriving life.
所以他心里面就感到很惊慌。
That make him feel very terrified.
所以在约伯记二十一章里面特别提到五方面的这个问题，还有这个困扰。
So in Job chapter 21, Job talk about his question from five perspectives.
首先他看到这些恶人在世上享受这个福分。
First, he saw those wicked men receiving blessings in this world.
恶人为何存活，享大寿数，势力强盛呢？他们眼见儿孙和他们一同坚立，他们的家宅平安无惧，神的杖也不加在他们身上。
Why do the wicked live, reach old age, and grow mighty in power? Their offsprings are established in their presence, and their descendants before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, and no rod of God is upon them.
这恶人为什么存活，是约伯心里面感到很困扰的一个问题。
So why do the wicked live on and grow old? That's the one of the biggest questions Job had.
因为约伯认为恶人必须得到这个恶的报应。
Because to Job, he believed that wicked should receive punishment.
那可是这些恶人过着一个健康并且富裕的生活。
But instead, they live a healthy, rich life.
啊，不仅如此，他们的财富、他们的势力还有地位。一直在兴旺。
Not only that, they prosper in wealth, power, and a career.
在诗篇里面，诗人也认为这个是不正常的一个现象。
In the book of Psalm, the author also considered it as very abnormal.
他说：“看呐，这都是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。”
It says, "Behold, those are the wicked." Always at ease, they increase in riches.
我们在二十一章第八节说，他们眼见儿孙和他们一同坚立。
Job 21:8 it says, "Their offsprings are established in their presence, and their descendants before their eyes."
他们的子女健壮，并且儿孙满堂。
Their children, they have healthy children, and their grandchildren are all around.
那其实约伯的朋友比勒达曾经在十八章第十九节曾经讲过这样的话。
In Job chapter 18, one of Job's friend Bildad said this.
他说在本民中必无子无孙，在寄居之地也。
He said he has no posterity or progeny among his people and no survivor where he used to live.
所以在这里约伯是针对那些恶人所说的。
So here, Job was talking about the wicked.
然后约伯的另外一个朋友叫做所巴也在这节经文是这么说。
And then the other friend, Sofa also said something here.
他说他的儿女要求穷人的恩，他的手要赔怀不义之财。
He said his children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will give back his wealth.
这个他是指那些恶人。
Here he's talking about the wicked.
这两位朋友都认为那些行恶的人没有好的下场。
Both of the friends believe that the children of the wicked won't end it well.
但是约伯不以为然。
But Job didn't think so.
他所看见的、所听见的、看到这些恶人行恶，但是他们却兴旺。
What Job saw and heard is that the offsprings of the wicked prosper and grow healthily.
而且他们的儿女健壮的成长。
And their children are growing very well.
也不说这些恶人行恶，但是没有得到恶报。
Job said the wicked didn't receive the punishment from what they did.
那反而过着这个安逸的生活。
Instead, they live a very comfortable life.
那他们的家宅平安无惧，神的杖也不加在他们身上。
Their houses are safe from fear, and no rod of God is upon them.
约伯认为恶人行恶，但是神的审判没有临到他们的身上。
Job thought God didn't judge them by their evil behavior.
在这节经文说，他们的公牛你说这个字是什么？我昨天晚上找不到。滋生而不断节，母牛下犊而不掉胎。
Here this verse said, their bull breeds without fail, their cow calves and does not miscarry.
然后这节经文描述到一个恶人，虽然他们作恶，但是他们的事业兴隆。
This verse describes, in spite of the wicked man's behavior, their business are still thriving.
财源滚滚而来，有没有听过这句话？
Their wealth are still growing.
特别在过农历新年的时候，是一个非常流行的一个俗语。
You know, growing wealth is one of the blessings we'll say to each other in the new year.
所以，公牛滋生而不断节，它的意思就是它的事业很顺利，而且财富一直在增加。
Here says cow cow's calf and do not miscarry means a very successful business and increasing wealth.
叶伯从前也兴旺过。
Job used to have that much wealth.
在他还没有得到有这个患难之前，他也是一个很富有的人。
Before his sufferings, he was a very wealthy man.
那时候他有圣经说他有7000只这个羊。
At that time, the Bible says he owns 7,000 sheep.
3,000只这个骆驼。
3,000 camels.
500对牛。
500 cows.
500只母女。
500 female donkeys.
如果你以今天的情况来比喻的话,
if you think about the situations in today,
可能是在美国一个很 Warren Buffett，他有很多那些transportation那些东西。
It's like someone like Warren Buffett.
那可是叶伯是一个义人。
But God is but Job was a righteous man.
他是一个敬畏神的人，他。
He feared God. He's not a wicked.
然后叶伯继续说，他们度日诸事亨通，转眼下路阴间。Then
Job said, they spend their days in prosperity and in peace. They go down to Sheol.
那直到叶伯最不能够明白的。That's
One of the things that Job cannot understand.
就是这些行恶的人，他们的生活很亨通。
Is that those who are wicked, their life seems very, live very well.
死也死得安乐。
And they died in peace.
他不明白为什么恶人没有遭遇这个行恶所带来的报应。
He was wondering why those wicked didn't receive punishment by their evil behavior.
你是否见过行恶的人，并且过着一个蒙福的生活？
Have you seen those wicked men who live in a really blessed life?
你对于这种不公平的现象感到怎么样？
What do you think about this kind of things people happen?
无论如何，叶伯他不是羡慕，也不愿意选择这些恶人的道路。
But no matter what, Job neither envied them nor would he chose the wicked path.
他更不愿意以这些不义的手段来得到这些财富还有声望。
He did not want to establish his wealth and a reputation through the unrighteous way.
因为他是一个敬畏神的人。Because
he is a man who fears God.
那叶伯的朋友认为神一定会惩罚这些恶人。Job's
friend thought God would punish those wicked.
那可是叶伯在问，为什么神拖延他的审判？But
Job asked why God waited and did not punish right away.
所以叶伯实在不能够明白为什么这些恶人没有得到这个恶的报应。
So truly, Job couldn't understand why the wicked didn't get any punishment.
甚至死的时候也没有痛苦。
And even died without pain.
所以叶伯感觉到这个世界充满这些不公平的事情。
So he thought the world was full of unfairness.
那叶伯三个朋友就毫无犹豫地发表他们的言论。
And the three friends of him just said afterwards,
说行恶的人虽然他们本身没有得到这个报应,
they said, even though the wicked didn't receive judgment by God right away,
但是他们的儿女将来必会得到报应,
but their children would eventually.
就如一般人所说, 恶人必有恶报。
Just as people would say, the wicked will receive punishment.
如果还没有得到报应,
even if it's not now,
乃是时间还没有到,
it will come upon them eventually.
虽然如此, 叶伯还是不以为然。
However, Job didn't agree with it.
他还是认为恶人必须要得到惩罚。在今生要得到惩罚。
He believed that the wicked should receive punishment in this life.
他说今生的恶，今生的恶应当在今生得到报应。
He think the wicked man should receive the punishment for what they did when they still alive.
所以耶伯不明白为什么神容让这些恶人度过安然的度过这一生。
He couldn't understand why God just let those wicked live a long life.
只让他们在来生的时候才得到审判。
And only let them face the judgment in the next life.
耶伯认为已死去的恶人哦，还能去关心他这些儿女得到审判吗？
Job was thinking that are those wicked men who died still care for their children?
这对他来说有什么意义
？What's the point? What's that mean to him?
这节经文哦，是这个现代中文翻译哦。人在世的岁月快尽时，他还关心自己的儿女的幸福吗
？Here's that. For what do they care for their houses after them, when the numbers of their month is cut off?
那恶人应当自己得到这个审判才对。
The wicked should receive judgment upon by themselves.
耶伯虽然心里面很不平。
Even though Job felt really unfair,
可是他却不敢藐视神的智慧还有神的能力。
But he dared not to look down upon God's wisdom and power,
或冒犯神的主权
or offend God's sovereignty.
所以在这节经文，他说：“神既审判那在高位的，谁能将知识教训他呢？”他是指上帝。
Here Job said, will any teach God knowledge, seeing that he judged those who are on high?
那耶伯相信神是一位有智慧的神。
Job believed that God is full of wisdom.
神拥有这个绝对的主权。
And he has absolute sovereignty.
无论如何，耶伯希望看见神及时的让审判临到恶人的身上。
No matter what Job wanted to see, the judgment come upon those wicked right away from God.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到有人致使身体强壮，尽得平清安逸，他的奶桶充满，他的骨髓滋润；有人致使心中痛苦，终身未尝福乐的滋味。
In this verse, it says, one dies in his full vigor, being wholly at ease and secure. His palate full of milk and the marrow of his bones moist.
所以耶伯在这段经文把人分成两种。
In this verse, there's actually two kinds of people.
幸福的人还有不幸福的人。
The happy ones and unhappy ones.
幸福的人身体强壮，尽得平静安逸，奶桶充满，骨髓滋润。
The happy ones are those who are at ease and well nourished in body, bone, rich with marrow.
那些不幸福的人情况，他心中痛苦，终身未尝福乐的滋味。
Unhappy ones are those who have bitter souls and never have enjoyed anything good.
有些人生活幸福。
Some people live a happy life.
有些人生活不幸福。
Some do not.
但是最重要的不是幸福或不幸福。
But it's not important to be happy or not.
而是我们到底是一个怎样的人。
What's important is what kind of person we are.
耶伯他虽然处在这个不幸福的状况里面。
Even though Job lived in a very unhappy situation.
可是他坚持做一个完全正直的人。
But he was still the perfect upright person.
敬畏神，远离恶事的人。
One that feared God and eschewed evil.
对于神来说，神最终还是会审判这些恶人。
God will judge the wicked eventually.
啊，他们一样躺卧在尘土中，都被虫子遮盖。
Lie down alike in the dust, and the worms cover them.
啊，这个是他们最终的命运。
That's their final destination.
死亡最终会临到每一个人的身上。
Death will come upon everyone.
那在传道书第九章这么说，凡临到众人的事都是一样，义人和恶人都遭遇一样的事，好人洁净的人不洁净的人，献祭或不献祭的也是一样。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, it is the same for all, since the same event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good, the evil, to the clean and unclean, to him who sacrifices to and him who does not sacrifice.
This is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. 然后继续说，在日光之下所行的一切事，还没有读完。好人如何，罪人也如何，起誓的如何，怕起誓的也如何。
As the good one is, so is the sinner, and he who swears is who shuns on an oath.
然后在日光之下所行的一切事，有一件灾祸，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里惶惶，后来就归死人那里去了。
This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that the same event happens to all. Also, the hearts of the children of men are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead.
所以这段经文里面描述到每一个人，无论说他是恶人或者好人，有一天将要面对这个死亡。
So these verses are talking about everyone who we have to face death eventually.
但是不同的义人死后有永恒的盼望。
But the difference is that the righteous will have eternal hope after death.
而这个恶人却永远的灭亡。
While the wicked will perish forever.
所以借伯在这个二十一章里面，从二十八节到三十三节，他从两个角度来说明这所谓这个公义的次序啊，其实是一个不稳定的一个次序。
So in Job, chapter 21:28 from 33, Job was describing that what so-called justice order is not stable.
所以在这节经文说，你们说，你们叶博士指他的朋友们说，八子的房屋在哪里？恶人住过的帐篷在哪里？
Here Job said, for you say, here you means his friends, say, where is the house of the prince? Where is the tent in which the wicked lived?
这个八子是指王子或者那些高官。
Here the prince means prince or those men in power.
这两个修辞问句说明这些霸者他们的房屋已经不存在了。
So these two rhetorical questions means the houses of the prince and the wicked do not exist anymore.
表示这些恶人已得到他们的审判。
Which means those wicked has been judged by God.
神的公义次序已经彰显出来。
And it shows God's justice.
那叶伯的三个朋友认为恶人虽然他们高升，他们房子越来越大。
The three friends of Job thought even though the wicked got promoted and have bigger houses,
最终都是归于无有。
But when they die, they cannot take away anything.
他们叶伯的朋友认为神是公义的，他必施行他的审判。
So the three friends of Job believe that God is justice and he will judge the wicked.
可是叶伯却不以为然。
But Job didn't think so.
可能一个人在受苦的时候，这些道理听不进去。
Maybe when a man is suffering greatly, he cannot accept those
因为约伯还是认为这些巴子仍然过着一个兴旺的生活。
Job here thought, see those the prince are still live a thriving life.
然后在这节经文说，他所行的有谁当面给他说明？他所做的有谁报应他呢？
Who declares his way to his face and who repays him for what he has done?
所以约伯认为这些恶人继续的行恶，但是有谁敢去指责他们？
Job saying those people, the wicked keep doing evil things, but no one dare to step up and accuse them.
有谁敢去施行这个公义的审判？
And no one dare to judge them.
最令人难以接受的。
What is harder to accept?
那恶人不但享受这个福分，最后还有好死。
Is that the wicked not only enjoy blessings, but also they died in peace?
还不是吗？我们看到这些很富有的人，他们的葬礼啊。
They're those wicked. Their funerals.
你们有没有到过这些富有的人的葬礼？
Have you been to those rich people's funeral?
通常都是很隆重的。
Very grand.
还有这些经文讲到，然而他要被抬到营地。必有人看守这个坟墓，他要以谷中的土地为甘甜，在他以先去的无数，在他以后去的更多。
When he is carried to the grave, watch is kept over his tomb. The clods of the valley are sweet to him. All mankind follows after him, and those who go before him are innumerable.
约伯是一个完全正直的人。
Job is a perfect upright man.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He feared God.
可是他却遭遇到这种患难。
But he suffered greatly.
相反的，这些恶人虽然不断的行恶。
On the contrary, the wicked keep their wicked behavior.
却能在这个世上享受这个平安还有幸福的日子。
But they can enjoy their peaceful and happy life.
这个是约伯不能够理解的。
This is what Job could not understand.
约伯认为神的公义没有彰显出来。
Job thought God's justice wasn't shown.
这个道德的秩序也不可靠。
And the moral order was not reliable.
因此他感到非常的困扰。
So he was really confused.
那可是约伯可以单从这个公义事实的角度来理解他受苦的问题吗？
But can Job understand his question about suffering only based on the justice order?
那有一位圣经学者这么说。
There is a Bible scholar who said.
他说真正的信仰，听好好的听哦。真正的信仰还有敬虔的品格，似乎跟受苦没有直接的关系。
The true belief and the godly character has no direct relationship with suffering.
我再讲一次哦。真正的信仰和敬虔的品格似乎跟受苦没有直接的关系。
Let me repeat again. A true belief and godly character has no direct relationship with suffering.
很多时候一个人人以为一个人信了耶稣成为基督徒。
Most of the time a person would think that once he believed in Jesus, become a Christian.
患难就不会临到他的身上。
Suffering would not come upon him.
这种说法是不正确的。
It is not true.
因为根据圣经路加福音第九章二十三节说，
Because in the book of Luke, chapter 9:23,
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要来跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
在腓立比书第一章第二十九节，保罗说
：“In Philippians chapter 1:29, it says,
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake.
神没有应许，当一个人敬畏神的时候，苦难就不会临到他的身上。
God didn't promise, that suffering won't come upon those who fear God.
那可是神有应许我们，当我们敬畏他、信服他的时候，平安和喜乐将会临到我们的身上。
But God has promised us that when we fear God and believe in Him, He will give us peace and joy.
思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on today's message.
让我们从约伯记，学习一个很宝贵的功课。
Let us, learn the lessons from the book of Job.
也就是，一个真正的信仰，还有敬虔的品格，跟这个受苦。没有直接的关系。
That is a true belief and a godly character has no relationship with suffering.
因为圣经没有应许我们，当我们跟随耶稣的时候。
The Bible didn't promise us that when we follow Jesus.
当我们敬畏神的时候。
When we fear God.
苦难就不会临到我们的身上。
The sufferings won't come upon us.
但是圣经说神有应许我们。
But in the Bible, it says God has promised us.
当我们敬畏他的时候。
When we fear him.
当我们信服他的时候。
When we believe in him.
他必赐给我们平安和喜乐。
He will give us peace and joy.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我明白圣经所说的。
Help us understand Bible.
让我们在任何的情况之下。
Help us in whatever situation it is.
我们愿意跟随信服你。
We're willing to follow you.
我们也求主你给我们力量。
And please give us strength.
让我们能够度过任何的难关。
So that we can, go through any difficulties.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray these in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.